Now, this all started yesterday when we played the Paris Hilton record, Stars Are Blind, which everybody loves. And if you say that you don't love it, then you're lying to yourself. Come out of the closet. It's fine. It's okay. Now, Laura, who used to be Paris's friend after she came in to see us a couple of weeks ago, turned on her. A bit like Nicole Richie
did. Can I just say something? I'm not having a go at Paris. I'm just saying that you don't have to be a great singer to make a record because they've got gadgets and stuff. That was it.
I think it's shocking, don't you, the way that she's turned on her.
Yeah, you're saying, therefore, that she isn't a great singer, and that's quite insulting for somebody who's got a very good pop record out.
Especially after she says so many nice things about you.
She's hot.
Yeah. Laura would quite like to be the new Nicole Richie. Could she be your friend, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
She's hotter than Nicole.
And then you go and say that, don't you?
Yeah.
So I don't know why you're laughing. I don't think it's a laughing matter.
So Laura's point yesterday was
they can make anybody sound good nowadays.
So we thought we'd try it. We had quite a few offers of recording studios who had some time free yesterday afternoon. And we had a lovely afternoon, didn't we?
It was lovely.
Just you and me and a couple of engineers and lots of computers and machines. Now, we haven't heard this yet at all, so this is the first time we're hearing this as well, okay? Now, this is just Laura going into the studio and singing, right? This is the this is the first attempt without too many buttons being pressed. So this is just you going in there, isn't it, first of all?
Okay.
I have to warn you, you're really nervous at the beginning.
I was shaking so much.
Take that into account when you listen to this. She's a lady.
I don't mind spending some time just hanging here with you, 'cause I don't find too many guys that treat me like you do. Those other guys will wanna take me for a ride, but when I walk, they're talking suicide. Some people never get beyond their stupid pride, but you can see the real me inside, and I'm satisfied.
Whoa.
Oh no.
Harmonies.
If you show me real love, baby, I'll show you mine. I can make you nice and more. Be the devil and angel too. Got a heart and soul and body. Let's see what this love can do. Baby, I'm perfect for you.
Harmonizing with what, though?
Well, she was doing harmonies, just not very good ones. Right, so that was the first attempt. How many times did they make you sing it altogether? Quite a lot?
Loads and loads.
Okay. Now, you could hear that Laura was not really holding much of a tune.
I was really nervous then.
Yes, you were. Yeah. So I came up with an idea. Well, there's a shop just over the road from the recording studio.
Yeah.
Which sold wine. So we didn't have a corkscrew, but I did manage to get a bottle of Screwtop $5.99.
Okay.
Seriously, it did the job a treat. Because she necked it. Pretty much. She had like half the bottle before she tried the next bit, okay?
And that,
just because she was really, really, really nervous, and I felt really sorry for her, because she was actually, you could see her physically shaking.
Wine does loosen her up, doesn't it?
Yeah, blatantly, yeah. See, I know Laura very well after all these years, and I know what would make her, you know, take a bit better and make her better, and just less nervous. So, you heard the first attempt. Now let's play the second attempt. Well, the engineers were like, right, let's see what we can do. A few buttons were pressed.
Some wine drunk.
And here's the second one. This is after they've recorded it all and pressed all the buttons. So you're in there a few hours, weren't you?
Yep.
Okay.
Don't find too many guys that treat
I don't know what to say. Oh my God.
Do you believe me now?
That sounds really good. Really, really good.
They can make anybody sound good nowadays.
Maybe you're right, Laura. Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
That's very impressive. Very impressive.
Is that you doing that? Do you have your hands on the headphones, really feeling it with your eyes closed at the end?
By the end of it, I was loving it.
If you go online, bbc.co.uk/radio1, and go onto your pages, there are pictures of her in the recording studio where she thinks she looks like Paris Hilton, but looks more like Stevie Wonder.
I am impressed.
Or Deirdre.
Ken! Right, let me know what you think of that, because I am amazed. Send me a text. 81199. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. It's 8:20. This is awesome.
They can make anybody sound good nowadays.
I can't believe it. That was awesome. And Happiness on Radio 1. 8:23. What did you think of Laura singing Paris? I'm amazed. 81199.
She's hot.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi.
Hello, who's that?
It's Andrew from Bristol.
All right, Andrew, what are you saying?
I just want to know if it's possible to download that new track.
What, by Laura?
Yeah.
You're having a laugh, aren't you?
No.
Why?
Well, I personally think that is a bit better than Paris's.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you can listen again online, because after the show's finished, you can do that at bbc.co.uk/radio1. I will ask if it'll be available to download, but I'm not sure whether that's allowed legally. But it'll be there after the show's finished, so you can listen again to it that way, all right?
I should go home and download it.
Thing is, Paris might sue if we do that, and let's face it, she's got lots of money. I don't fancy going to court with her, do you know what I'm saying?
Just like the same.
But I'm glad you're impressed. I'm more impressed with the engineers, to be honest, than with Laura, but yeah. Love ya.
Love ya.
Even you're impressed.
I'm very impressed, yeah. Even me. Yes, I am impressed.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Andy Price.
What are you saying?
I just wanted to know what the name of the wine was.
Why?
Why? Well, if you can do that for Laura, then I think my girlfriend might need some.
It was just your standard Pinot Grigio job from the convenience store, $5.99. I think you're fine.
Okay, I'll get some tonight then.
Just Pinot Grigio, yeah?
Pinot Grigio.
All right, Screwtop.
Screwtop.
Screwtop, yeah. I can't actually believe this. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Debbie from Stoke.
Hi, Debbie. What are you saying this morning?
I just want to say I think Laura was absolutely fantastic.
Did you hear the first version?
I did, but, you know, I just like to say I'd throw my hands up to her. I think she was really brave, and I thought she did a really good attempt on it. And you never know, perhaps Paris sings like that anyway when she hasn't got the recording studio behind her.
Well, that's what Laura was saying in the first place.
They can make anybody sound good nowadays.
I was just going to say, I would also say that I think not only does she sound better, but I think she probably looks better as well.
That's right.
So, hands up to her. Well done, Laura.
Yeah, well done, Laura.
Is this your mum putting on a voice?
Yeah, she's hot.
Great. Really good.
You look good with the long blonde hair.